and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of June, 2009, and the title of this podcast is A New Harvest. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you will be hearing from me lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. A New Harvest, beginners. One of the things I really enjoy is gardening. I have a patch of vegetable garden in one of the corners of our backyard. It has four raised beds. Two of these are wide wooden boxes, which my husband put together. In these, I put a mixture of manure, compost, and soil, a perfect combination to grow healthy vegetables. The other two raised areas are just piles of earth, but still they are packed with tomatoes, peppers, and raspberries. My two favourite raised beds are quite organised. They have rows of all kinds of vegetables, which will very soon produce a harvest. Here's the list. Beets, tomatoes, onions, peppers, strawberries, collard greens, carrots, and lettuces. And that's only the first raised bed. Then, in the second, I've got rows of green pole and bush beans, parsnips, and loads of sugar snap peas, or mange tout. Now that everything is growing up nicely, I love to visit the area, pull weeds out, pick whatever is ready, and then just sit in the shade of the nearest tree and contemplate. My children help me sometimes with the watering and weeding, but most of the time I actually prefer to do it myself. It's the only one area of my home that I seem to have control of. Advanced. Have you ever eaten sugar snap peas? They are one of my favourite snacks. When they are in prime condition, they are green, crunchy, juicy, and sweet. Yummy. You can eat them raw or cooked. Chinese stir fries are especially good with them, as long as you don't overcook them. At the moment, we have plenty growing in our vegetable patch, and only a small percentage have been harvested and eaten. A key to keeping the production up is to fertilize and give extra water just after picking the ripe ones. If you do that, the plants are strengthened to continue production. There are all kinds of tricks to getting the most out of the vegetables. My mother has always grown vegetables, and so she always has great advice for me and my garden. Lay the tomato plant down as if it is in a bed when you plant it. The more the stalk goes underground, the more tomatoes you will get. Wow, is that true? Well, it's worth a try. My intention is to eventually grow the majority of the vegetables that we eat, so I need all the advice that I can get. One thing that I would love to have as part of my garden is a greenhouse, or perhaps a plastic house would be better, so my kids don't break it. We have such snowy, freezing winters that it is impossible to grow anything. I could lose myself planting seeds, transplanting, tending, and harvesting. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. There are texts and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and also through iTunes, if you click on the small I in the description column. Please write to me at acupofenglish@live.com, that's live.com, and I promise to write back to you. I hope you're having a great summer. Until next time, goodbye.